Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
Let's never forget the great website of CraigJamesFinancial.com. Not only great information, folks, but you pre-register on that site. All the great webinars and events that he had this past week, more to come, in which the Dow lost about 63 points or so, give or take. Futures down about 50 or so as we speak. Was up about 40 when we started the show. We'll get into that as well as some of the jobless claim numbers and everything else across the nation. At 21 minutes past, the great Craig Ferentino from Craig James Financial. My friend, how are you?
Good morning, Jay. Yes, this is Friday. Yay. All right. What a week. What a month of September. We said at the very beginning it's going to be a little choppy, and at the end it's still a little choppy. There you go. So, but that's common for the month of September. We hope as we round, we're at second base here, rounding, just passing second base halfway through the month. We'll see what goes on for the rest. All right. As you said, the Dow was down 63 points, yesterday, and the Nasdaq up 20, the S&P down 7 points. We have Macy's, Pfizer, General Motors being very active. 10-year yield at a 1.33. Gainers are we're starting to see again some movement in OxyP, Best Buy on the downside. Freeport, McMoRan, copper and gold, a couple of those in there. Commercial services, number one, still outpacing the technology services sector. We got Japan cruising at a 0.58 for the Japanese Nikkei. Looks very, very good there. And Hong Kong Hang Seng Index up 1% yesterday. So we're getting some life all over the world. We're keeping a very close eye as we have oil at $72.24. And gas at $5.38, and gold under $1,800, $1,761. So that's losing some ground over there. All right, there's a lot. We had some economic numbers, as you alluded to, Jay, very adroitly and very important. We do show that some of this COVID-19 jitters, but the U.S. consumers in the month of August did a lot of spending. They were predicting the CPI down 0.7%, and we find that we're in the positive territory. So that positive, like up 0.9% or so. It was a real big surprise to the upside. And then July's data, which they also report, showed a sharp downward revision. So July was worse than we expected. And the National Retail Federation calculations shows that sales have spiked 12% year over year. And we also had some very good numbers in manufacturing and industrial production. So that, I think, as people, some economists or whatever were saying that people are doing some spending for the school year, as children may not have spent for last school year. So the year-over-year numbers were doing well. Last year, people weren't going to school. So we're starting, whether it's clothes or, books, pencils, things like that. But they are showing all that showed for the month of August. However, jobless claims, people who don't have jobs, ticked slightly higher. And there, some of the arguments, well, it's the aftershocks of Hurricane Ida, but still, it's showing a slight improvement, but that's a little weak. So the job market, not as exciting. There were still people filing for unemployment, and not much of what's going on there. So, and we're also looking at the as the unemployment insurance benefit expiration, so we're going to see some, as that comes down, two things are going to happen. Hopefully we see the unemployment rate go down, the amount of people unemployed, but we'll also may see people buying less because now they're not getting that extra check. Consumption is one of the things fueling the economy, as well as the $120 billion that Fed Chair Powell is printing every month. And so when you put those two together, you may see some more choppy waters going into October, November, December. So we're keeping an eye at 10 o'clock. We have the University of Michigan sentiment that's coming up, and we're looking at some other things on the political side. There are no earnings releases this week. The FDA is going to talk about the booster shots are, quote, luxuries or essential part of providing a complete protection against the virus. So that's the Food and Drug Administration will be talking about that this morning. And then we have, of course, we had some announcements by the president yesterday, which was very timely, Jay. We had a presentation last night, a little half-hour webinar, and the Biden tax changes, how it affects small businesses. And, Jay, one of the things we talked about is the elimination of the stepped-up basis in capital gains. So if you started a business with $10,000 and now it's worth $1 million and your kids inherit it, currently the kids would inherit it at the $1 million mark or farm or anything else. But now the kids inherit it at the $10,000 and they pay the gains to $1 million. So the day one from the moment that someone passes or surrenders the business to the next generation, they have this huge tax bill. And that's including houses and other property, things like that. But that's one of the three prongs we talked about last night. People very concerned, but an excellent turnout on our webinar. I'll see if I can make the recording available for people. If you guys don't ban it, we're going to be more than happy to just talk about it. It's just important, I think, to get the information out, because that's what's being bandied about right now in Congress. So other than that, we have a quiet day today. We're keeping an eye this month. September is the month to get this all done, to start looking at your finances and start putting it together. And we're getting a lot of calls. Once I started to say that, people say, oh, yeah, you're right. Let's get this together before the end of the year. At the end of the year, we may be on a different tax system, and we have to make our clients less tax toxic.
Wow. Hard to believe, right? We are mid-September, and yes, we are getting ready for everything. We get ready for tax season again, folks. It is upon us. Unbelievable. Nothing crazy, right, with the claims? You know, considering a year ago, we were, what, 800,000 in as far as those looking, filing. I'd say we have improved a big deal. But, you know, there's always going to be expectations that'll be hit a little bit here. But nothing crazy from what you saw yesterday from across the nation, correct?
No, but yeah, yesterday's only reporting August. So, I mean, you know, August is people still on vacation, you know, blah, blah, blah. So it's hard to take a look at August as an excellent indicator of a turning around economy. I think in October, we'll see how September does. And I think that gives us better clarity, you know, all in all.
You have a wonderful weekend. Rest it up, will you? And I'll look forward to talking with you on Monday morning.
Thank you, Jay. Have a great weekend. You too, my friend.